Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hey, Daryl, it's Tina from Local Splash. I think I just missed your call.
Oh, yeah, I had to add another payment option to get the payment process for some reason.
So did you do it on the dashboard then? Let me just check if it went through on this end. One second here. Yep, 9:13, it went through. Perfect. Okay, so that's, you're all good to go there. And then was that the only thing, or was there something else that you wanted?
No, it said that it stopped, though, and I called somebody earlier.
Oh, you know what? You're right. It's saying here, hold on. It was due on the 9th. You paid it today, which is the 13th. Let me see, because for some reason it's still showing that it's not paid. I think I just have to mark the invoices paid. So let me try to do that.
But it
worked. So if when you said that it's still not working, was it because there's an orange banner up on your site?
I don't know exactly, but I was just wondering why it cut off. I called earlier and asked them and told them that it would take me a couple extra days to get the card set back up for it, and they said that would be okay. And then they turned it off. Is that how that works?
No, it doesn't turn off. When an account goes into suspension, and I don't even like that word. I think it's way too harsh because it does feel like it's turned off. When an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there's no active programming taking place. So you caught it in a matter of a couple of days, so it absolutely wouldn't have affected your placement or anything like that. But if you ever got a notice that the account had been canceled, that's where you'd have to worry, because that's when everything starts unraveling. But being that it was just in suspension for a couple days, nothing happened. Everything stayed active. And now that you paid, what happens is the technicians go in and they look at the algorithm updates that happened over the last 4 days, and they get you all caught up and up to date on those. So you definitely caught it in time where it wouldn't have affected you. During that interim, they will put a little banner on the site, which is just meant to be like a friendly reminder to let you know to call us. But that, now that you paid, will be removed also. They say within one business day, but we're also on the West Coast, so I would imagine it's going to be done today because it's only 12:41, you know. So, yeah, but that also, that's the only thing that happens when an account goes into that status. But you definitely were not turned off or anything like that.
Okay. I also wanted to, do I need to go back in the dashboard and change it back to the other card? I put in a different card to pay it.
Yes, if you want to keep the original one on file for future billings, and that was just a one-time payment, absolutely. Or if you like, I have your billing in front of me. I can go in and fix it for you, too.
Oh, either's fine.
Okay, so the 9957 Visa, that's the one that was the one-time payment, right?
Sure, but you guys can keep that, and if the one for... If you guys can, I don't know if you can, but the one for 228, if it's late, you can always take from this one.
Okay, so we can't store two. What happened is when you put in the new number, it erased the card ending in 2881. So if you want to keep that one on file, you can. I can go back and put it on file. And then if there's a glitch next month, you'll get a notification again, and you can go in and update it or call us to do it.
Oh, sure. The 2881 is the primary one that's supposed to be on time. It's supposed to be charged every day, every 7th, be ready on the 9th.
Okay, then let's put it back on file then. And that one still has the Second Avenue for the billing address, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. So give me the number one more time.
Oh, the card number?
Yes, because I have to put it in, because when you put in the 9957, it erased that number. So I'll go back in and I'll put it on file just so that it's stored for next month.
Okay. Well, I'm driving. I can just do it later tonight, right?
Yep, you can. And if this one's a secondary anyway, if for some reason you forget, just know that it'll, proceed on with this card on file. But as long as you go in before October 9th, you can switch it back to the original.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you're all good to go, Daryl. And thanks for doing that. And have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye.